Our gospel reading today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. This is the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. So then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oils with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamp. And the foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went out to buy it, the groom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the bridesmaids came also saying, "Lord, Lord, open up to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Let's never do that again. As a nation, let's never condone talking to and about women with derogatory and demeaning language. As a nation, let's never make fun of people with different abilities. As a nation, let us never condone racism or treat our black and brown neighbors and our black and brown brothers and sisters and anything but beloved neighbors. And as a nation, let us never discriminate based on who one loves. As a nation, let us never separate immigrant children from their parents and maybe once again welcome the immigrant as our neighbor. As a nation, let us never condone white supremacy or any supremacy. As a nation, let us remember that no political candidate is a deity. And as a nation, let's remember that what makes us special is that we are a democracy. And as a nation, may we return to honest and respectful communication towards each other. And as a nation, may we return to a rule of law that is for all. And as a nation, let us remember that we come together to love one another because that is the foundation of our faith and the foundation of a civilized and productive society. But this nation is divided, so how do we return to being united? And I say this honestly, I don't care which party one affiliates with. Because someone over the weekend said the right wing and the left wing belong to the same bird. So how do we move forward? As a nation, we held our breath for 5 days. Let us celebrate or let us lament, but then realize that we have to be a part of what's next. How to heal, how to seek peace, how to unite? And where will we find the courage and the strength and hope required to bring us all together? Friends, we are better together. We are better united, not divided. And it will take actions on all of our parts to make this a better world because the obstructionists are still out there. So how do we do it? As a community of faith, we remember that loving our neighbor, welcoming the immigrant, being a good neighbor, and that decency and love are our Christian values. Every week, the stories we tell from this pulpit focus on faith, responsibility, happy, healthy, loving citizens and neighbors. And we talk about things that we seek justice, peace, and kindness. We share our loaves with each other. We are here to help and give support. We forgive 70 times 7 times. Children are a blessing. We give messages of healing and not just to the blind. That searching for one lost lamb because that's the one who needs our help is worth it. These are the foundations of our spiritual capital, the things that feed our soul, the things we expect from our leaders. Now, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids is a parable about the importance of spiritual oil for our journey that continues. So the bridesmaids go to a wedding, likely full of enthusiasm and high expectation for celebration. And the wise bridesmaids have enough oil to sustain them through the night, and the foolish ones don't have enough. And they have to go searching in the middle of the night for more oil. And while the foolish ones are gone, they are shut out of the party. And it seems that the moral of this story is to share your oil if you have extra. The lesson of this parable seems obvious. You don't have enough oil or energy. So those with enough oil or energy will provide. Because our nature as a faith community is give to those in need, either physically, emotionally, or spiritually. But this parable, and as much as we would like to rewrite it so that we do share our oil, it has a spiritual lesson for us that's not about sharing. This is not just any wedding party, nor is it any ordinary oil. While the wise bridesmaids may want to share, they can't because this is spiritual fuel. And this spiritual fuel is not something you can get from anyone else. There are just experiences that we can only do for ourselves. And having enough oil is a metaphor for having the spiritual reserves to be ready. To be ready for what? To be ready for the wait. We waited years for a new president. We're still waiting for this pandemic to be under control. We're waiting for the fires to cease and for the smoke to go away. We've been waiting for a return to school and to church. We've been waiting to travel and go on vacation. We've waited to see our families. We've been waiting. Building up our spiritual fuel is something we each have to receive, cherish, and deepen in our own souls for ourselves. This parable teaches us the importance of fueling up and the urgency of fueling up. To be ready for the wait. The bridesmaids, they're waiting for the bridegroom, and they fall asleep and waken to realize that the time has passed for acquiring oil. And building reserves will not happen suddenly and unexpectedly, because darkness happens. It's in the darkness that we need the sustenance of the kind of oil that Jesus is talking about. Assurances of the abundance of God's love, hope that runs deep, driven by faith that includes doubt, all this to sustain us in the darkness of disappointments and failures and devastating grief and loss. We all need enough oil to sustain us. We need enough oil to live expectantly and hopefully. And this means we live faithfully, even in the darkness, courageously faithful and hopeful. And even though the election is over, the work to heal our nation, the work to heal our soul still needs to happen. This parable speaks of the kind of spiritual fuel that cannot be fulfilled by sound bites or memes or Snapchats and Instagram posts or even outcomes of elections. The oil is the fuel for the quality of our individual conscious striving for spiritual reserves. And unfortunately, we cannot receive a spiritual donation of fuel from others. It requires that we do our own work. And that is exactly why in this parable that the five wise bridesmaids would not share their oil with the five foolish bridesmaids, because they wouldn't have been ready to receive it. So let's celebrate or lament, but make sure that we have enough spiritual fuel to reverse the policies and practices that have been counter to God's abundant love. Mahatma Gandhi said this: "When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love have always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible, but in the end, they will always fall. Think of it, always." Let's never do this again. Let's not go backwards in making progress for extending God's love and God's welcome to all. Let's never do this again. And we won't when we build and utilize our spiritual oil in this faith community. Us together need to continue to do our work in the world, our work toward justice, peace, and love. The world needs our spiritual energy to erase the hate and discrimination and to move towards truth and justice. Do you have enough oil in your lamp? Let's not assume that we do, because the road ahead is going to be long and we need to be prepared. Our parable reminds us that this is not as good as it gets. The parable asks us to live in hope for what is ultimately promised but has not yet been realized. Are you ready? Are you ready for what? Are you ready for the wait? We are reminded that knowledge, faith, and love are tools for living. And we know the best is yet to come. Amen.